This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Jalen, no Giannis, no problem for the Bucks because of Brook Lopez.
Using his size, his skill, catching lobs with one hand, catching dunks with two hands, blocking shots, being dominant. Let's start the show.
It is Friday. He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. Y'all? What is it that we, do?
What? They want.
We will get Jalen's thoughts on the name, image, and likeness rules in the NCAA and Sha'Carri Richardson. But we start with Game 5 in Milwaukee last night. No Giannis, no Trae Young, but it was the Bucks that showed up big, specifically Brook Lopez. Jalen, what do you think about this Bucks performance to take a 3-2 lead in the series?
I'm happy for Brook Lopez because when you become a veteran, that means you need to reinvent yourself in any profession. And he first started in the NBA as a 20-point scorer that did it primarily on the block and 15 to 18 feet. And then 7 or so years into his career, he transformed into a modern big where he primarily started shooting threes. And then playing alongside Giannis, beyond being a rim protector, he became a floor spacer. So now with Giannis out, you get a chance to see him play like his old self and play more like a traditional big man who was actually blocking shots and being physical in the paint, catching lobs, dunking on smaller opponents, taking advantage of his power and his size. Same with Bobby Portis, who had a playoff career high. Both of those guys played big and physical up front, and that's why the Bucks beat the Hawks. The points in the paint, the physicality, that's where they were dominant. Look at this post up against Bogey. Bobby Portis was out there balling, playing physical, and knocking down the threes. So this was a great home win for the Bucks.
Great home win for the Bucks, and I saw something last night that I've been waiting to see all playoffs long. I love Drew Holiday so much because, you know, I love two-way players, and he's always been playing great defense through the playoffs, but he hasn't really exploded offensively outside of just spurts. And he had 25 points and 13 dimes last night. If they get this Drew Holiday and they get Middleton scoring 26 points and having 13 rebounds and they get Brook Lopez production and they get Giannis back for the finals, we could be in for an extremely interesting finals if they can get past Atlanta.
Family, I'm glad you brought up Drew Holiday. I'm going to recall a play. You remember the shot that Clint Capella did over the backboard a la Larry Bird?
Yep.
Drew Holiday did a play like that defensively yesterday that nobody's going to talk about. It was a play when Lou Williams was trying to bring the ball up.
Yep, I know exactly what you're talking about.
The Roots was out there, give it here, don't say nothing. He just snatched his jewels at half court. Like, it was, I was like, yo, like that should be in the ESPN top five, man. That play was crazy. And then Lou immediately fouled him. And so I understand what you mean by loving a two-way player. But Chris Middleton also, as you mentioned, giving the points, giving the boards, and also playing with Giannis out, being more of an initiator. Both of those guys being more ball handlers, getting them into their offense, playing a lot faster. So it was a prideful win for the Bucks. It was great to see Giannis on the sideline and also jumping up and down. He wasn't just over there sitting and hobbled. So I got news for you, Milwaukee. Let me just say this. Giannis needs some more time. He's a 7-foot man that's extremely athletic. He went 12 to 13 feet in the air, and all the weight of his body landed on his left leg, and his leg almost snapped. Those ligaments are sore, okay, and swollen. Do not rush Giannis back out there. So I know he's probably not already listed out for Game 6, but I'm going to list him out for Game 6. Don't think just because he's on the sideline, unlike Kawhi Leonard for a couple of games, that all of a sudden you should put him in game six. They won without him. Use that momentum and see if you could close out the series on the road without Giannis in game six.
Absolutely. It was encouraging to see Giannis on the sideline. It was also encouraging to see Trae Young warm up for the game. He did not play, but rumors are that he will be available for game six. We'll keep you updated on that. Now, Jalen, huge news when it comes to the NCAA. It is now okay. They've cleared student athletes to profit from their name, image, and likeness. This is something that has been important to you since you were in your teens. What is your reaction to this development?
I have multiple reactions. I have one as the one that stands on the shoulder of giants, as you see Muhammad Ali whispering in my ear every day when I do this show. I always felt like that system was set up as indentured servitude because of the restrictions that basketball players and football players have after high school versus in other sports like tennis and golf and racing. And based on that dynamic, it made sure that it kept you into the system to feed the system so everybody could eat and profit except you. And for so many years, players like myself, character got assassinated and vilified because I not only wanted to profit off of my name, image, and likeness, but I spoke out against the fact that other people were profiting off my name, image, and likeness. And you see everybody get a chance to eat. The school has the apparel deal, and the stands are filled, and the television deals. You're not only an athlete, you're a student. And so as a young businessman or entrepreneur, that would have been a great opportunity to learn about the sport of basketball and be able to profit off of it. That's why you should be able to take certain classes while you're at college to teach you about the field or endeavor that you want to go into in sports. There's so many jobs in it. And how about the people that were influenced? A guy like Steve Fisher, Jacoby, he should be in the Hall of Fame. Okay, look around collegiate basketball. He's won a championship. He's been to three Final Fours. The Fab Five should be in the Collegiate Hall of Fame. Like, at the bottom of my name, you should be saying Hall of Famer. For the last 30 years, I watched the sport, Jacoby. I watched Big Ten basketball. I see players get their numbers retired. And some of them, you don't know who they are. And it ain't necessarily because they won the national championship. That'd be people trying to raise the bar. But here's another thing I want to make sure I point out. Some of the personalities whose names got vilified. Rest in peace to Ed Martin, okay? Because he was always vilified as somebody that was a booster for Michigan kids when actually he was an inner city guy who worked at the plant and got an eye injury. And when he got his settlement, he invested that back into his community. It wasn't like it was like a seafood pizza. It was like Chicken Littles when they first came out from KFC when you were working out, or a pair of gym shoes or something like that to motivate you to stay in school. And so these are the type of people that invested in Detroit area kids 20 years before me. Let me say that again. 20 years before me, it's just that I became a member of the Fab Five. See, Webb and the other members became members of that squad. So how about Ray and Jimmy? How about that? They didn't have a chance to play in the NBA for over 10 years. That's the plight of most collegiate student athletes. 98% of student athletes don't get a chance to go to the league. So when you're at Alabama, Auburn, Ohio State as a football player, when you're at Michigan, Kentucky, Duke as a basketball player, you're a pro. You are a professional. It's just that you're not getting paid because it was masked under the guise of collegiate sports and saying that you don't want to make sure that they didn't get paid. What about video games? Black shoes, black socks. The first time we wore black socks, Jacoby, I had on dress socks. They didn't
I wore black socks. I bought some black socks because I saw you guys in black socks too. So here's a question I have for you. What now? Do you think this is a step that gets you and your Fab Five teammates closer to having your recognition and your banners back up?
I think it does, David Jacoby. And not only should it make it happen, it should happen this season. Like, let me look down at my DMs and see if the Hall of Fame done hit me up. Like, the Fab Five as a collective should be in the Collegiate Hall of Fame, brought based on what we brought to the game. Didn't you say that you love watching us with long shorts, black shoes, mm-hmm. and black socks, wearing mm-hmm. bald heads? That became mm-hmm. a cultural phenomenon. My mother created a name. People started naming their kid Jalen then. Okay, these are things that were contributions to the game. Did you know about the Huaraches we were rocking? They got re-released a couple of decades. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm happy for the current collegiate athlete that's going to get a chance to monetize off of their talents. And lastly, for those that don't know, when you accept the scholarship, that means you cannot have a job. So even if I wanted to be a student athlete and have a job, because I'm a scholarship athlete, I'm not allowed to do so. I've sat in Chrysler Arena, Jacoby, as a season ticket holder and as an alum. And I let it go because Ward Emanuel and my Wolverines gave my brother Juwan Howard the gig. And I made sure I was going to let go of anything that had to do with something negative about any feelings toward the Fab Five or the NCAA when he got the job. For me, that I thought that was gonna be the top of the mountaintop. I didn't know that this day would come. Like, Jacoby, how many times have you seen my name or my character be assassinated based on the fact that people call me a cheat? Like, I've been called a cheat for 30 years. Just think, like, and so, like, not 1 year, not 3 years, not 13 years, 30 years. I know I don't look like I played 30 years ago, but I did. And so the Fab Five definitely should have their recognition happen in collegiate basketball. Steve Fisher deserves to be in the Basketball Hall of Fame. Shout to all of the people in collegiate sports that's going to get a chance to profit off of their name, image, and likeness.
Absolutely. Jalen Anthony Rose. Kawhi Leonard could opt out of his contract. Could he stay with the Clippers or would he move on to another team? We will break that down and much more when we return. You are watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Coming to you live from the Seaport District of New York City and brought to you by Chase, welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Anthony Rose, we discuss Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Awaiting the winner of that series are the Phoenix Suns, led by CP3, heading into his first finals. Jalen, what do you expect to see from them when they make it to the finals?
First and foremost, they have something that other teams don't. That's crucial. Health.
Health, yep.
That has been a major factor to teams advancing in this year's playoffs. So Chris Paul is going to get a chance to rest that shoulder. Remember, he missed the first two games of the series because mm-hmm. of COVID protocol. But how about how he finished the series? CP3 was outstanding, Jacoby. I am so very happy for my brother because I was at the game when they lost that 3-1 lead to the Houston Rockets when he was a member of the Clippers. And seeing him going to have to reinvent himself in a couple of stops, and he and Monty Williams now culminate that into a trip to the NBA Finals is truly impressive. And I was happy to see not only his leadership, But how about his dominance? Like, in that second half, in particular in the fourth quarter, like, that was historic, the way he was out there like a basketball wizard, not turning the ball over, scoring 40 points, and also keeping his poise, because Patrick Beverly was being an irritant and playing tough. But then when Chris Paul started giving it to him, Jacoby, he did exactly what I did not do in the Kobe 81-point game. See, that's when you got to take it, dog. When you're going against these all-time greats and you get a chance to lace it up and put on your jersey and collect the check and be on the floor with these guys, sometimes when they at their all-time best, they going to clown you and make you look bad. And you know what you got to do? You got to respect the game and take it. So I didn't appreciate that push at the end. I didn't appreciate that push at the end. And I know he sent out a tweet and apologized, and he 10 toes down. And I know how, I love how he represents his hometown and how physical he plays. And if he didn't have that tenacity, he wouldn't be in the league. But that was extra, dog. That right there could have caused a brawl. And see, this could have been a whole different conversation that we had. Oh, yeah. Because now you go from trying to beat me to now trying to sabotage us in the next round. And I don't like that part. And I'm pretty sure that they're going to get past it, because Phoenix went on to win. But again, shout to Chris Paul for how he handled himself in totality, and the Phoenix Suns as a collective.
Jalen, one thing that you're not going to hear enough about is the Phoenix Suns have gotten some rest during this postseason. They finished their series pretty early. And you see, we just had game five last night. Do you know what Phoenix is doing? Resting, practicing, watching the Eastern Conference Finals, and getting ready for that finals matchup that we will get you ready for always on Jalen and Jacoby. The team they beat, the Clippers, have a very interesting offseason ahead of them. Kawhi Leonard has an option. He can opt in and get $36 million next season and then become a free agent, or he cannot exercise that option and become a free agent. And there are reports from the Ringer that the Mavs and the Heat and potentially other teams are going to make a push to bring Kawhi Leonard to their franchise. What do you think this summer means for Kawhi Leonard?
Shout to the Pod Father. So here's the thing. Let's do some math. You mean to tell me Kawhi Leonard can go into next year, a player that's re-elevated himself as one of the top two or three players in the NBA, who's dealt with a series of knee injuries and sorenesses, and now is a candidate to load manage for the rest of his career, and get himself ready to be one of the most dominant players that we all see when he's healthy when the playoffs come? When we start talking about playoff somebody, make sure you say Kawhi, okay? And with that being said, do you mean I should go into this year and have $36 million guaranteed? Or should I opt out and try to find a way to $150 to $200 million? This is a no-brainer to me. He has to opt out and see what's out there, and then bring the Clippers and everybody back to the table. That's what I anticipate him doing. That's what I would do. This seems like a no-brainer.
Oh, he's going to opt out. He's going to sign a huge deal, but it might be with the Miami Heat. Remember where you heard that first. Jalen, we have some bad news in sports. Sha'Carri Richardson, who dazzled at the Olympic trials, especially in the 100-meter race, she has tested positive for marijuana. She will be suspended 1 month. She went on the Today Show. She accepted responsibility for it. Jalen, what do you think about this development?
Sha'Carri, young sister, I love you. I'm proud of you. Not only because of your athletic prowess, but because of how you handled yourself like a young adult and you accepted responsibility. That's what we want from our young people, Jacoby, accountability. But by the way, it's up to me to point this out. She recently lost her mom. And as somebody that also feels that same pain, feels that same anxiety, feels that same disappointment, we all turn to something when we feel that. Some people do it with pills. Some people do it with caffeine. Some people do it with alcohol. Some people do it with food. And so maybe this is what she needed in order to try to fight through what she was dealing with. And that's something that we are going to carry forever. So I just hope she's doing okay, because it's one thing as a young athlete to be celebrated for your terrific achievements on the track. But now all of a sudden, when your name starts trending and you have adults start talking about you and what makes you tick and why you're doing what you do, I just want to make sure I send her love and support. Now let me talk to the adults. The marijuana she was smoking is legal in 19 states, including the one she tested positive in. And we talked about this with the Fab Five. And I'm old enough to remember being vilified saying collegiate athletes should get paid. I'm tired of the adults trying to make a couple of things taboo that have been done since the beginning of time. One, collegiate athletes getting paid. Two, marijuana. It's the same with adult entertainment. Like, Jacoby, the only reason why the internet ain't free is because everybody's trying to still figure a way to profit off of it. That's the same with marijuana. Like, this is not like asking people to, like, wear seatbelts, you know, for your safety. I understand why you don't smoke on an airplane. But marijuana is not something that young athletes should necessarily be vilified, punished, or suspended for using it. You know why? The pros aren't.
It is not a performance-enhancing drug. There are drugs that should be banned because they are performance-enhancing drugs. Marijuana should not fall under that category. Jalen Rose, I have news about a pickup basketball game at the White House that featured not just Barack Obama, but LeBron James and others. We'll give you the details right after this. Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen.
Now that I'm not banned, I might be invited.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, when Barack Obama was at the White House, he held a secret pickup game that involved Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, Derrick Rose, and others. My question for you is, do you play D on the president? Like, do you really D up the president?
Of course you do, and I'm mad I wasn't invited, fellow lefty. Come on, I know Ernie Duncan got my line. How about this, Jacoby? Pac once rapped in the early 90s, we ain't ready to see a black president. I'm glad I've lived long enough to see that and the NCAA allow players to get profit off their name, image, and likeness.
Monumental day in sports. We'll be back on Monday to break down the action over the weekend. Thanks so much for watching, Jalen and Jacoby.